This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. I have been having a real good time. We're going to talk about COVID shots. The chief of NATO just said something horrifying. There was another museum heist. People were leaving college. We have emails. There's so much to get to in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I should let you know this about the whole Rhodesian history thing since we just finished part three. I told you part four is going to be Monday, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, but part four is Monday. And originally, talking to Chris and Corey about it, we were going to start it again on Tuesday because you know Monday's Medal of Honor Monday. I began to grow concerned. Why? I'll just tell you how last night went. I wasn't going to tell you. I was talking to Chris about it beforehand, and he said, you should tell him this. I have an obsessive personality. That can sound wonderful, and it can be wonderful, and it can also be terrible. If I have a song I like, old or new, I am that guy. I will listen to it 10 times in a row. And within 2 days, I will hate it. I'll never want to hear it again because I obsess over it. Isn't that stupid? It's stupid. It is. With food, I do this when I find a new restaurant, a new sandwich, a new something. I'll eat it as often as I can until I'm sick of it and then I hate it forever. It's a stupid, stupid thing. When it comes to things like history stuff, when I find a topic that fascinates me, I just consume it in every way I possibly can. Last night, you know, I told you I had finished all my research on the Rhodesian Bush War stuff, so I thought I could bring you a good history thing of it. Last night, Ob was tired, went to bed. The boys were stuck with all this homework, so I had nobody to hang out with last night. I spent my night doing more research on it. The notes got bigger last night. Therefore, I think one or two more episodes, I think, should be it. I think, and that'll already make it the longest one we've ever done. I came in today and I told Chris the same thing I'm going to tell you now. I started to get a little worried about not finishing before Christmas. I'm not going to do that to you. I swear, if my final show before Christmas or the Christmas break has to be the whole thing, I will not leave you on a cliffhanger for the Christmas break. I swear I will not do that. I will not. But I started to get a little bit concerned, and so there you are. All right? I think Monday when I do the next one, there'll be individual operations I'll go into that are freaking sick. It's just amazing. You're going to love it. All right. Now, Chris, since we touched on it in the opening hour, I'm going to go ahead and play for you something the head of NATO said. And when you consider that Larry Fink from BlackRock is involved in the Russia-Ukraine negotiations, and then you hear things like this, it does tend to raise your eyebrows, no?
We need to be ready, because at the end of this first quarter of the 21st century, conflicts are no longer fought at arm's length. Conflict is at our door. Russia has brought war back to Europe, and we must be prepared for the scale of war our grandparents and great-grandparents endured. Imagine it.
Go ahead, stop. Go ahead, stop. What? Russia is at our doorstep, and we must be prepared for the scale of war our grandparents endured? There's going to be a World War III? Now, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, and I'm not going to spend a long time on this, but just going to put this out there. Europe, European countries, certainly the major ones, Germany, Britain, France, they have filled their countries up with third world barbarians to a degree that honestly puts us to shame with what we've done here. They have filled their countries up with third world barbarians. They are everywhere. They have taken political power in these places. And the barbarians, they of course can't help themselves. They're acting like barbarians, murdering and raping and stealing everything. You know, the things barbarians do. We have seen in recent years the rise of what they call right-wing political parties, but they're not even that right-wing, just native, patriotic European parties rising up saying, get these people out. No, deportations, get them out. It's such a problem in France, they're arresting the opposition leader, the quote, right-wing opposition leader who wanted to deport people. Now, again, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but if war was to break out with Russia, let's just call it Russia and Europe, if war was to break out, who do you think would be signing up to join the militaries of those European countries to go fight those dirty Ruskies? Do you think the 100,000 men who just got there from Syria are going to run and put on a German uniform? Or do you think it would be native, patriotic Germans putting on a German uniform to go fight and die? Now, hypothetically speaking, let's say I'm an evil communist tyrant in charge of, we'll just say, Germany. I'm an evil communist tyrant. I hate my people, certainly the Patriots. They are the only threat to my power. I just want all the money and power in the world, and I want to import as many third worlders as I can to make sure they'll give me political power. Okay? What would be a really, really great way to get rid of some of those pesky Patriots? You following with me? It's not hard to imagine communist European leaders sending their own men to be slaughtered on purpose. And then, could you imagine the home front in Britain, France, Germany, if all those patriotic young men, clearly the only thing holding the animals at bay now, all those patriotic men went to go die in Ukraine, and all the animals are left back home with the women and children. Yeah. Let's hope that doesn't come. All right? All right. Now, there's an article out in The Atlantic, and I am not going to spend a lot of time on it because I think it's almost pointless at this point in time, but the headline is, yes, some children may have died from COVID shots. My wife had a conversation today with a friend of hers. This lady is in her mid-40s, and she is a triathlete. She has a hard time forming sentences now. You know why she has a hard time forming sentences? She went and got two COVID shots and stroked out at 44. Now she has to spend her time, lovely lady, has to spend her time learning how to talk again. They're printing articles now about the children who died from the COVID shot. They're printing studies now indicating an astronomical rise in cancer for people who took the COVID shot. Who's going to prison for this? Because I remember both political parties in America. I remember our medical institutions in America. I remember all kinds of doctors doing everything they could do to manipulate you and me into shooting that poison into our bodies. In fact, I remember the Democrat president of the United States of America signing an executive order trying to have all of us fired if we didn't take the COVID shot. And now, years later, you think you can just print some studies and articles talking about how it killed kids, destroyed lives, and no one goes to prison for that? We demand justice. And if these institutions ever won our trust back, they would start throwing some of their own into prison. I am deeply sorry if you yourself have suffered from some of this stuff, and I know that chances are you have. It aggravates me to no end. I hope the bad people who did this to us suffer in some way. I know that's probably not Christian, but I do. I hope the people who did this to us for money and power, I hope they suffer. I hope they suffer in the same way you suffer. Let's do some emails, shall we? I got to clear out some room anyway. We'll do a museum heist and some emails next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Do not forget that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. They're already stacking up on us. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, isn't Jasmine Crockett a representative from Dallas? For the love of a just, merciful God, tell me there's no chance in Hades she could be elected senator in Texas. Isn't Cornyn bad enough? No, Jasmine Crockett's not going to get elected senator in Texas. Jasmine Crockett's run for Senate in Texas is just a popularity play. It's just a play to raise her brand. As I told you before, when you raise money, why does Coca-Cola advertise on TV? What is the point? That costs a lot of money to buy ad spots, to produce the TV commercials. Why do you do that? You're always trying to get knowledge of your brand out there. It only helps Coca-Cola if more people know about Coca-Cola, crave a Coca-Cola. These scumbag politicians who have no sense of duty whatsoever, like Jasmine Crockett, they don't ever think about your country or their district or their state. Those thoughts, they don't have time for those thoughts. They only think about themselves. How do I get more famous? How do I get more popular? How do I get on more private jets, five-star hotels? Just selfish, narcissistic scumbags is what they all are. If you're Jasmine Crockett, if she gets the Democrat nomination for Senate in Texas, and there's probably a good shot at that because the Democrat primary voting base are a bunch of brain-dead communist animals. So if they choose Jasmine Crockett now, well, Jasmine Crockett's going to have tens of millions of dollars to spend building her brand. Yes, it's going to be a losing campaign. I mean, look, you can't do this.
We are going to flip the house. But what good is flipping the house if the only thing that we're doing is shine a light on all the bad that is being done? The only way that you don't know what's being done is if you're just not paying attention. Like, it is clear that they are criminals. It is clear that they have killed people. It is clear that they don't give a damn about the people that actually voted for them. All of this stuff is clear.
She's not going to get elected in Texas, but by the time she's done losing her Senate race, her brand will be bigger than it is now. Jesse, so much of leftist tactics are designed to put us on the defensive. The other day I made a comment about a movie and a lefty said, oh, so it's okay for a man to vent, but not okay for a woman? My comment had nothing to do with gender whatsoever, and as I explained myself, I realized I'd already lost the battle. When these things come up and I feel the need to defend or explain myself, what is a better way to respond? I need go-to responses so I don't fall into this trap. Any advice? Okay, well, first of all, you already recognize that it is a trap. Remember when communists, when your liberal Aunt Peggy says, you're a Nazi! It's designed to put you on the defensive. That's why they do that. They want you to stop talking about issues, logic, statistics, any of these things. If instead they have you talking about, well, that, I'm not a Nazi, but what are you talking about? I have black friends. I know Jewish producer Chris. I can't be a Nazi. You've already lost. Now, by insulting you with false accusations, the communist has you arguing about something that's completely unrelated to their communism. So the first thing you have to know, and you have to know this, you have to know they're trying to hurt your feelings to create an emotional response. Just don't let them. And this can be easier for some. For instance, a soulless person like me, what does my mentor Michael Berry call me? A sociopathic narcissist. A soulless person like me, I can't be offended. It's not possible for you to offend me, for anybody to offend me. It's just not. You can insult my face, my life, my wife, my beliefs. None of it will offend me. I'm not going to lose a minute of sleep over it. I don't care. That's harder for nice people, for good people. But if you're a nice, good person, certainly women, this hurts women. Don't let them get to you like that. Just let those false accusations brush right by you. And always remember, you play offense with the communist. If you feel the need to respond, you do not defend yourself against false, ridiculous accusations. If they lob one, you lob one right back. You're a Nazi. You're a pedophile. What? No. You're a pedophile. You can't call me that. Hey, we're making unfounded, really insulting accusations here. So you're a pedophile. Prove me wrong. I love doing it to people when they try that with me. They get so completely discombobulated because the tactic itself is designed to have you on defense, not offense. They make an accusation. If you feel the need to respond, and remember, you don't always have to. They make an accusation, you make one. And remember, probably the most effective way is to just be calm about it. They're banking on you getting angry. That's what they want. They want your anger. When you stay calm and never let them get off the subject at hand, maybe you're talking about illegal immigration. Maybe they thought calling you a Nazi would work. Maybe they dropped some stupid bumper sticker line. Immigrants built America. They love that one. Never let them off of the topic. No. We're talking about the Somali fraud in Minneapolis. Well, immigrants built this country. I'm talking about the Somali fraud in Minneapolis. Do you want to address the Somali fraud in Minneapolis? Well, you're a Nazi. We're talking about the Somali fraud in Minneapolis. Are we going to address the Somali? Don't let them get you off the subject. They're trying to get you off the subject. All right? All right. Let's talk about people leaving college in a museum heist. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Thursday. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in. If you missed any part of the show, download the podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Gavin Newsom, much as I despise him, is a pretty savvy political operator. Gavin Newsom has wanted to be president since he came out of the womb. Doesn't even really hide the fact he wants to be president. He's one of those guys. Which means I'm very surprised he was dumb enough to put this on camera, sits down on some lefty podcast and says this.
We didn't get into trans sports. That's an issue no one wants to hear about because 80% of the people listening disagree with my position on this. But it comes from my heart, not just my head. It wasn't a political evolution.
Position being that?
I don't think it's fair. I want to see trans kids. I have a trans godson. There's no governor.
I want to see trans kids. This is a different political world than one that has really ever existed in history, because so much is social media driven now. So much advertising is social media driven now. Even when I was running for Congress, which is not ancient history, it's 2010, that's 15 years ago, we had a budget. You know, you had to raise money to run for Congress. We had a budget, and your money, it all went to television commercials and, of course, things you would mail out to people, little cards, you know, I'm the best, my opponent's the devil, that kind of thing, bumper stickers and whatnot. But really the main advertising form was television commercials. You wanted to go buy TV spots on Fox News or the History Channel or wherever, TV commercials. But today, yes, there's still money in TV commercials. That money goes, a lot of it, to social media now. I remember I sat down with a United States senator who I know. He was running for re-election at the time. And he pulled up for me an Excel spreadsheet of their campaign finances and where it went. Now, this is a United States senator. They were spending more money on online advertising than television advertising. So what's this have to do with Gavin Newsom? Well, human beings today do not have the attention span they used to have. I'm not dogging on us, but it's just that's the social media world. Everything is fast now, quick. The people just don't have that same level of attention. Campaigns now run on 10, 15-second online ads that get dropped into that YouTube channel you're watching or that podcast you're listening to. That's where advertising money is spent. Gavin Newsom is on the way wrong end of an 80-20 issue for the American people. The tranny stuff grosses people out. They think it's weird, probably evil. They don't want anything to do with it. And they most definitely do not want it in front of their children. They don't want their children to do it. This is an issue the LGBTQ demon mob has officially lost. They've lost on this issue. The American people are done with it. Now, Gavin Newsom understands full well every time he speaks in a sentence, every single time, that sentence, it could be clipped for an ad against him in the future. Believe me, these people think in this way. Every single time he talks, it can be used against him in the future. And when they run that political ad in the future, they're not going to be nice and provide any kind of context at all. Now let's fast forward to 2028. We've finished a primary season. We have a GOP nominee. We have a Democrat nominee. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, Gavin Newsom is the Democrat nominee for president. How much money do you think the Republicans are going to spend making sure every person who watches TV, spends time on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, anything else, how much time and money do you think Republicans are going to spend making sure every parent in the United States of America sees the Democrat nominee say this?
That we didn't get into trans sports. That's an issue no one wants to hear about because 80% of the people listening disagree with my position on this. But it comes from my heart, not just my head. It wasn't a political evolution. I want to see trans kids.
I want to see trans kids is going to be in so many GOP ads, they're going to drown Gavin Newsom in that. I know why he did it. I actually asked my buddy John Phillips about it because I said to him, hey, this is a very sharp political guy, as much as I hate him. Why would he do this? He knows it's a losing issue. You even hear him in the clip. I know 80% of the people listening disagree with me. He knows the numbers. He knows the issue. Why did he do it? Well, he tried to do the conservative podcast circuit, was on some shows. He was on Sean Ryan's show. Sean Ryan's a great dude. And Sean asked him about the tranny stuff. And you remember he tried to walk that tightrope on the Sean Ryan show. Remember when we played that clip for you? He's doing the best he can to try to walk the tightrope so the anti-tranny people kind of think he's with them, but the pro-tranny people think he's with them. Remember what this is how it went?
What about for your values? I mean, is 8 years old too young?
Yeah, I mean, look, I now that I have a nine-year-old, just became nine, come on, man, I get it. So those are legit. You know, it's interesting, just the issue of age, as someone that's been so focused on equality, broadly LGBT rights, particularly gay marriage, The trans issue for me is also novel. It's over the last few years, I'm trying to understand as much as anyone else, whole pronoun thing, trying to understand all of that.
He was trying to walk that tightrope. I asked John Phillips why he would screw up and say, I want to see trans kids. John Phillips said Gavin Newsom got crucified in his own party for that soundbite you just heard. Gavin Newsom tried to walk the tightrope, and the communists savaged him for it, forcing him to do the left-wing podcast circuit now and talk about how pro-tranny he is. So anyway, unrelated, I'm going to read you two different headlines that are, wow, what a great combination. Headline, Drexel Medical School module makes anti-racism and CRT part of doctor's ethical duty. That's from Campus Reform. I think that pairs very well with this headline. More than half of college graduates are working in jobs that don't require degrees. The American people are slowly catching on to the fact that college is a ripoff lots of the time. And you can go and spend a fortune and get that degree. Maybe lose your mind. Maybe lose your soul. And there's a decent chance at the back end of that, you won't even be able to find a job in the field where you got the degree. Parents are starting to catch on to the fact that the kids are getting brainwashed. And probably just as importantly, corporations, companies in America, they're starting to catch on to the fact that that college degree, that's not a guarantee of anything. In fact, there's a possibility that college degree is a red flag. Wait, you went to school where? What? Ooh. You're not a communist, are you? Companies are figuring out the product they're getting from the university system is subpar, and they're looking elsewhere. That's why corporate America is eliminating its degree requirement for so many positions. Just remember, the trade schools are out there. Right? Look, some chalk will help if you're nervous about trade schools. All it takes is testosterone. And I know T levels are in free fall. I'm aware that we've lost 50% of our testosterone in the last 50 years. I get that. I am also aware that there are natural solutions, herbal solutions to this problem. Chalk has them. The finest herbal supplements I've ever taken in my life. Chalk has something that I take. They have many things, but what I take is the male vitality stack. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. I'm at 4 years. I've never felt this good. I don't remember feeling this good in my 20s. Let Chalk make you feel better, more energy, ready to go all the time. CHOQ.com. Use the promo code Jesse and get a subscription. That's how you save a pile of money. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. A museum heist. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Get your questions emailed in for tomorrow, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Had a blast doing more Rhodesian Bush War history. Part 3 was tonight. Part 4 is Monday. We'll do Medal of Honor Monday, and then we'll tackle it. Don't worry, I'm not going to shaft you out of a whole segment on the Rhodesian Bush War on Monday. I'll go an extra segment on it in hour 3 on Monday. That way you get the full hour as promised. All right. All right. Jesse, ignoring the CBO's charts for a second, What do you think is the realistic time frame to get the national debt from over $34 trillion to $0? Is it 50 years, 100, 200? Oh, never. Never. Yeah, never. You can't pay off $37 trillion in debt. It's not possible. And, you know, another thing that's holding us back is they're not even trying. Remember, they run on spending. Inflation is bad because of spending and money printing. And yet, they never cut spending. Ever. Even the scheduled increases in spending, if somebody in Washington talks about decreasing the scheduled increase, like, hey, we're going to spend 10% more next year, and some guy says, the debt's really bad. Could we make it 5%? That guy is treated as some soulless monster who wants people to die. I am convinced that they will never cut spending until we have something catastrophic. Who knows what that would be, right? A Great Depression, a complete collapse of the currency. You're better off. Your mental health is better off if you never think about it. All right? Just do yourself a favor when it comes to debt. What, Chris? Chris said, what happens when countries break up? What happens to that debt? Well, a variety of things happen, but I'll tell you this. Other countries will buy it. Other countries will buy up the debt. Look, it's a big old friggin' mess. $37 trillion. By the way, think I found some people for our secret club. Yes, we are getting your emails, your applications. People are trying to buy their way in. Women are, of course, dying to get in, but they are barred from entry. Ladies, you are not allowed in, and it's because you're a woman. I can't make this clear. Remember that discrimination is underrated. I am a huge fan of discrimination. We do not let foreigners in. We do not let women in. This is a secret club for American men. However, these guys might have a place in it. More than 600 British Empire artifacts are stolen from a museum. I'm not saying we're in a legal club. And I don't want anybody stealing things. But I feel like on the kind of missions we're going to be on, it would be beneficial to have a heist crew of some kind. Don't you, Chris? I feel like a heist crew. What? Oh, yeah, I forgot you're not allowed in. Well, I can still ask you questions. Maybe one day we'll let you do some accounting or something for us. Something for us. You're the fence. Good call. Yeah, definitely the jewelry fence. There's no question about that. Everyone knows you probably know people. That's a really good call, Chris. That's a relief factor is a good call, too. Your back hurt you? How often does your back hurt? Is it all the time and all the time thing? What if I could snap my fingers and just take your back pain away? Permanently. It's gone. Relief Factor does this for people. You know that. And no, it's not actually a snap of the fingers. It's a 100% drug-free supplement. But doctors developed it. It does not mask your pain for a couple hours. It helps your body purge it for good. It builds up in your system over time. The longer you take it, the better it works. Try it. Go to relieffactor.com and just try it for 3 weeks. That's all I'm asking. If your pain is not better in 3 weeks, you have no improvement. Don't call them back. They're not trying to hook you into some lifetime subscription thing. $19.95 for 3 weeks of it. Isn't that pain? Isn't it worth $19.95? 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. Jesse, if you won't do a history dive on Stalin, will you do one on the East India Trading Company? It fits very well with your assessment of the British Empire, so on and so forth. We've done history stuff on Stalin before, haven't we, Chris? We've talked a lot of Stalin. I feel like we talked a lot of Stalin. Maybe I haven't. Maybe I haven't done a lot of Stalin. East India Trading Company is actually a very fascinating story as well. But the problem is, I'm already doing a long Rhodesian Bush War history thing. that's an English colony. I have no earthly idea what the next history story I'm going to do. I have no idea what it's going to be on. I feel like it can't be that because it's kind of it's similar, totally different era, but very similar. What, Chris? Chris said maybe next December. Look, buddy, let's not plan out the whole next year. I don't know what I want to do the next one on. If you have something that's near and dear to your heart, you're welcome to ask. I may very well say no. I don't know, but you're welcome to ask. Anyway, here we go.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Japan. Hundreds get car driving licenses suspended for drunk cycling. Apparently, there were almost 900 cyclists. They got their driver's licenses suspended. Now, drinking and driving is bad, but why is drinking and driving bad? Because you can hurt other people, right? If you're drinking and cycling, you're only going to hurt yourself. I don't even know that that should be against the law. GOP lawmaker unveils a bill to ensure fathers shoulder 50% of the pregnancy expenses. Yes, that's exactly what we need in this country. More laws that attack men when it comes to fatherhood and marriage. That has definitely worked out very, very well for us so far. Federal judge strikes down Trump's executive order blocking wind energy projects. We can never take this country back completely until we remove judges. The low-T GOP we have now doesn't have the stomach for it. In the future, though, we will. Harmeet Dhillon, who I love, AOC is created in a lab, but still better for Dems than Newsom. She is well aware of Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom may be a problem for us. The Trump administration seizes an oil tanker off the Venezuelan coast. I want an oil tanker. They're just so big. I would like to actually live on an oil tanker, if you could fit it, because they're huge, Chris. They're huge, and it'd be really cool. We could do like a pirate radio show from there. It'd be amazing. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is amazing, and it's coming tomorrow. You ready to have some fun? That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.